Amen. Let's all stand. We want to arise and build Jerusalem tonight. Amen. So thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let us arise today and rebuild Jerusalem. Amen. Oh, let's sing. It's not by might. It's not by might. It's not by power. Amen. It's not by anything we've done. Amen. It's not by anything but what God can do. This is our house tonight. Amen. This is our Father's house. Its walls are broken down. Its walls are broken down. The temple of God. So let us arise. Arise today. Let us arise. Not by might, let's sing, amen. It's not by might, it's not by power, amen. It's not by anything we've done, amen. It's not by anything we've done, but what God can do. This is our house. This is our Father's house. Walls are broken down. Walls are broken down, the temple of God. So let us arise today. Rise today. Arise today. Let us arise today. And build back those gates, amen. Build back those gates. Restore those places. Till our Father's holy house is spotless again. Father's holy house is spotless again. Pick up those stones. Mend those breaches. Let's fortify the house of our Father again. Fortify the house of Father again. So let us arise today. Arise today. Let us arise today. Rebuild Jerusalem. So let us arise today. So let us arise today. Arise today. Let us arise today. And rebuild Jerusalem. Oh, so let us arise today. So let us arise. Rise today, let us arise today, and rebuild Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It's our desire to rebuild tonight, amen. Mend all the breaches. It's not by might, but it's what God have already done for us. All we have to do is to make ourselves available. Amen. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Amen. We just want to call Brother Errol Gifford to step forward and pray with us. Commit the service into the hands of the Lord tonight. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, We are indeed thankful to you, Father, for bringing us in here safely this evening, Lord. We come this evening to worship you, Lord, to praise you, Lord, to hear the things that you have to say to us, Lord, so that we can have ourselves ready for your coming, Father. We are hearing what you are saying to us already, Lord, and it's things that are sure to come to pass, Father. You are making sure that we are ready, Father, and we are thankful for these things. Father, have mercy upon us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord, and drive out all foolishness from us, Lord. All slothfulness, Lord. Help us to be focused, Lord. Help us to watch for your coming, Father, and do things that are right and pleasing in your sight. We ask a blessing upon the entire congregation this evening, Lord. Anoint our pastor, Father, with that word that it can come to our souls, Lord, and help us as the word come to our souls, Lord. It will give us that impetus, Lord. It will give us that drive to do the things that you desire of us, Lord. It will make us more ready, Lord, more focused to do your will. Bless those who are coming in, Lord. Hasten their footsteps, Lord, that they may come in to hear everything, Lord. And we ask a blessing upon the entire service, Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' holy name.
Hey, man, won't you just turn around and greet your brother, greet your sister, not your sister, but greet each and every one. Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Just feel free tonight and just walk around. Amen. Knowing that just feel free tonight, knowing it was a rainy day and many of the brothers may be stuck in traffic, but we thank God tonight that we are here. Amen? Amen. There's a deep and inward hunger in our souls. Amen. That's why we are back in the house of the Lord, his brothers meeting. Amen. It's our time tonight. Amen. I'm tired of tramping on this mountain. We're heading down to the Jordan, amen? Something have to give way amongst us tonight, amen? Let's believe that tonight, amen? Don't you believe something have to give way tonight? We come with that expectation tonight, amen? Amen, Lord. Let's lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, before me, we see a vision breaking tonight, amen? It's a huge portion of heaven. Hallelujah. It's 590, amen. Those who even have the songbook and sing tonight, there's a deep and inward hunger tonight, amen. There's a deep and inward hunger, oh, within my soul. God has promised in his word, he'll make us whole, amen. Heal me. Well, it's time for it to happen. Well, it's time for it to happen. Portion of heaven, it will make and bring to pass. Make and bring to pass that tremendous victory. For I'm tired, let's all sing amen. Let it be our prayer tonight, amen. Tramping on this mountain, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me, Lord, I see a vision breaking. Can all testify of that tonight, a power that will bind. Amen. A power that will find that deliver me. Now's my time for consecration. I must see a change in me. Time for consecration. I will enter my secret closet. Enter. truth and sincerity, with truth and sincerity. For I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Amen. My Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired. Thy holy fire burning deep in my soul. Holy fire, oh yes, sing it deep in my soul, amen. Deep in, change me from glory unto glory. Till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation. Come a new creation tonight, amen. Oh, it's the message in you and me. But bring to pass, amen. And us victory. For I'm tired, oh, traveling on. I'm heading down to the Jordan. Go before me. I see a nation breaking. Oh, Lord, I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. Power that will bind, amen. A power that will bind the triple ministry. A power that will bind the triple ministry. Hallelujah. Oh. There's a deep and inward hunger inside our hearts tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's a deep to respond tonight. Amen. Else we wouldn't have that deep inside of us tonight. And we come with faith believing. Amen. You're going to satisfy that deep desire in our souls tonight. As I strive daily, Lord, to see your word perfected. Amen. We want to rise up on the wings of faith. And saw the heavens wide tonight. Amen. Isn't that your desire tonight? Amen. Amen. We want to rise up. Amen. Saw the heavens. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 6:25. Let's just sing tonight. Let's all sing. As I strive daily, Lord, to see your word perfected.
As I strive daily, Lord, to see your word perfect.
Help me be so deeply sincere from within.
Be so deeply sincere from within.
Oh, I know it's my time for consecration.
For I know this is my time for God.
And I must lay aside every weight and sin. Amen.
Lay aside my every weight and
sin. So I can rise up on the winds of faith. Amen.
Rise up on the winds of faith.
Soar the heavens. So I can live. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Beyond the clouds and sky, so I can see
the things God sees from up above, just to follow in the way of that dove. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, let's sing tonight, brothers. Amen. Seeing, Lord, you've given me a path to follow. It's the truth tonight. Amen.
Bend me a path,
and you showed me just what I was called unto. Lord, prepare me to be always in your service, Lord. As you enter, you sing tonight, amen. A true service unto you I want to do. If you want to do it, you sing it tonight.
Service unto you I want to do,
so I can rise up, amen.
So I can rise up on the wings of faith and soar the heavens fly, so I can live in heavenly places far beyond.
So I can see
the things God sees.
So I can rise up on the wings
of faith, soar the heavens, so I can live in heavenly places,
beyond the clouds,
so I can see heaven. Seas from up above. Just to follow. Oh, let's sing that chorus once again. So I can rise up. Amen.
So I can rise up on the wings of faith. So the heavens. So I
far beyond God.
So I can see like the eagle, the thing God sees from above, just to follow in the way of the God.
Hallelujah. Oh, he promised it unto us. All we have to do is just let go and let him have his wonderful way. Amen. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We lift our hands unto you, Lord, knowing that you promise it in your word, Lord, Father. Oh, God, we come back tonight with that deep desire in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all have our seats tonight. Amen. All feel fine to be in his presence tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing and let's worship him and give him the praise tonight. Amen.
In you,
before the eyes of man, a new heart will I give you and place my spirit within. I'll sprinkle clean water on you and save you from your sins. There is a fountain open in the house of David to and there are streams of grace that's flowing down from Calvary. Come now and receive, and I will call upon the house of my chosen one. The Spirit of grace and of supplication. And in that day, what a day that will be, a fountain shall be opened up, and you shall be opened. Fountain open in the house of David. And there are streams of grace that's flowing down from Calvary. A fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And tell me, what can wash now and receive. Hallelujah. The streams of grace flowing amongst us tonight. Amen. We are thankful for it tonight, saints. Amen. Amen. What we would have done without the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. Amen. We just come to draw a little closer. Let's all stand tonight. Oh, break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, unto me. Don't you want him to break that bread tonight? As he did when he walked by Galilee tonight. Teach me to live, dear Lord. Amen. Only for thee tonight. Brothers, that's our desire as we enter in tonight. Amen. Break thou the bread of life to me, Lord. Let it be our prayer. Let it be our desire. Teach me to live, dear Lord, only for you tonight, Lord Jesus. Whom we have on earth beside him. Whom we have in heaven but him tonight. Amen. Let us sing tonight. If you want to help your neighbors, 124, the strangers amongst us. Let us sing. Break thou the bread of life. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, dear Lord. Be shining light in our pathway. Amen. As thou didst break the loaves, amen. He's still the same tonight, amen. Thou didst break beside the sea. Beyond the sacred gate, I seek, Lord, amen. Sacred, I seek the Lord, amen. Seek the Lord, my spirit pants for thee. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord. To me, Lord, amen. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst bless the bread, thy Galilee.
My God, amen, in shallow and bondage. Shall all fetters fall, fetters fall, I shall find my peace. I shall find my peace, my all in you. Why don't we for our hearts and teach me to live, dear Lord. Let it be a request in our hearts only for thee. Hallelujah. As thy disciples lived, thy disciples lived in God's feet. Amen. Then all my struggles are. Victory won, I shall behold thee, Lord. Shall behold thee, Lord. Let's sing the first verse again. Break thou the bread of life. May he break it, make himself known to break it. Of the bread may bring our eyes open. May he give to us that we can break others also. Yeah, Lord, to me.
Lord, to me.
As thou didst break the loaves.
Break the loaves. Beside.
Oh, beyond the sacred page, make it come alive to us. We can see ourselves in it. It shows the time we are living in. I seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord.
Oh, like David prayed, my spirit finds me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, we bow in your great presence tonight, Father. We come and together one more time in anticipations, oh God, of your great working among us, looking for your great visitation. Lord, you would move in our midst tonight. You know our needs, Father. We come with that confidence. You know what we have need of even before we ask. But we come looking unto you, the one who promises to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We come knowing that we have an invitation, that we can come in boldness before the throne of grace by a new and living way through your blood. You said we shall obtain mercy. We shall find grace to help us in time of need. And how we desire tonight, dear God, the Lord your Holy Spirit will just move like it did back there, Lord, in Galilee. Oh God, Father, how you took the bread and you broke it. Hallelujah. How it multiplied in your hands. How you was not a hungry one when you was finished. Everyone was satisfied. And not only that, but they had something to go home with. Oh God, they saw what the bread in your hand can do, Father. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name. We remember that time in Emmaus when you took the bread that evening. Oh God, and you broke it. The Bible says you made yourself known in the breaking of the bread, and their eyes became opened. They recognized that you was not dead, but you was alive, even right there in the very midst, Lord. Oh, we thank you this evening. Lord Jesus, knowing you are the same yesterday and today and forever. And when we see what you did in the Bible, we can come, dear God, and gather with that divine expectation that these things are written for our examples. These things show us what we can claim, what we can ask, dear God, what we can believe and expect to receive. We pray tonight, Lord Jesus, special blessing upon all gathered in your presence tonight. We thank you, dear God, for the support. We thank you for the response of your sons. Oh God, when the men of God can come and assemble themselves together, Father. Oh God, you can come among us, knowing, oh God, this is the hour. Lord God, the whole earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Are not these standing here part of that great harvest, Father? Oh God, is to come forth and be writing sheaves in this hour. We saw that first mature one waved. Lord, the sign of the acceptance that the others would come to maturity. We are told lay in the presence of the sun. And Lord, we see the sunlight in the full strength. Oh God, that can bake all of our greenness out. Bring us to ripeness. Bring us to maturity in this hour. That, dear God, we can see that word made manifest in our very own lives. Come tonight, Lord, another time we pray. Oh God, we extended these meetings, oh God, because of what you are doing for us, of what we see taking place, and how, Lord, you give witness night after night of your word. May tonight, Lord, another time, the blessed Holy Spirit, Lord, Lord, speak to every heart. Reveal yourself. Make the way clear. Let that faith fall into the hearts of your sons, Lord, that they can catch this great vision of the hour we are living in, of the scripture that is coming to pass, of your provided plan for this hour, that which is already written out in the Bible and being brought to light, that we can be enlightened and the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, the scripture says. Lord, we can know the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness of your riches towards us who believe, and the glory of the riches of the inheritance of saints in light. Oh God, in this great hour of the Ephesians, Lord God, when you are giving to every man the portion, dealing every man the measure of faith, that they can be born and positionally born, coming to adoption, being placed out in this hour. May you reveal and make these things clear, Father. We thank you, and we commit all things into your mighty hands, even all our brothers, and Lord, by way of the internet tonight, connected with us here from Guyana and Tobago and Grenada and St. Vincent and Dominica. Oh God, all participating tonight in this service, even Barbados. Oh God, may you bless them, Father. May the Holy Spirit drop the portion. Oh God, we are so grateful, Lord, in this great hour of the unity of the one God in the one church, this great uniting time and sign, this invisible union, dear God. Father, when we have like precious faith, the hearts of the children being turned back by these divinely revealed mystery truths, open up in the last days the results of the coming forth of Malachi 4:5 and Revelation 10:7, St. Luke 17:30, this end time prophesied promise, oh God, has been made manifest to raise the church up in this hour, to bring us to a glorious church without spot and without wrinkle, that we can see the continuation of the book of Acts. Oh God, the original apostolic faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Again, dear God, may the sons of God catch the vision and come in the rhythm of the symphony, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask it for your honor and for your glory. Lead us and direct us. And may, Lord God, your presence be felt throughout this service. And may the Spirit speak expressly to your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't turn and greet your brother. Tell him God bless him. Amen. We're so happy to be gathered here. Amen. In the assembly tonight. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. All glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So glad to see all the men in the air coming out tonight in spite of the weather and the different conditions. We so appreciate the enthusiasm, the hunger, the anticipations. Amen. Young men, middle-aged men, elderly men, elders, by the chronological age, may God be praised tonight. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. We have a visitor here tonight, a friend of Brother Alan Grant, Pentecostal minister, David Bango. We want to welcome him. God bless you, my brother. And I say, God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 15. We take a read from there tonight as we continue these men's services. This is the sixth one, and you know, it's a time of setting things in order. And I'm sure you all who were there in service Sunday and have been hearing the word and the Holy Spirit speaking so with such definition, such emphasis, and then the sea Los Angeles had such a shake there. You know, it just shows, friends, that the things is not just when the Holy Spirit dropped in the church there in November last year and opened up this and then coming down and then moving to this challenge, see the Spirit drop down there again. You know, God is saying something, because you notice this is not kind of presuming something. This is bringing teaching out of the Bible so specific and warning you and shaking the church. And I hope you begin to understand a little better. I hope you catch and you're sensitive, you're spiritual in this hour to understand and discern what is happening. God don't do things for show, you know that. And California is not any place like in the earth, you know that. That's the West Coast. I mean, all the sin is heaped up. That's where God came into the prophet. And for half hour, he was unconscious. He said, and a prophecy went out and put that place under the ocean. And that is tied in the Bible. We went through that and showed that's that great earthquake there. And been opening that as a revelation to you. And then after the message, you know, and then the brother in Canada, Brother Booker, the archive said, why don't you put them three messages on the internet and in the archive? Because, you know, when I told him, he was trying to send me things, I said, for the past three services, the message was soon coming, the earthquake. The next one, this earthquake is going to bring dispensational change. And then the next one, they wrath the land before the great earthquake. So, you know, it's not like somebody trying to say something. We know that hour is here. That's why we're having men's meeting. That's why we're coming here, and you see these things, and you know this is... All of this is to help strengthen our faith. And that is to help sensitize believers around the world too, who know the hour is late but may not have the word in the minuteness as the Holy Spirit by His grace is given to us. But every believer in the message know. And you know something? They didn't have that for about 14 years in California. For 14 years. And to see right there in the Spirit... And look at the message Sunday. When the message was finished, the Holy Spirit said, I stood up here and said, I said these things this morning by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And then God had his servant, Brother Melville, to come and pray. Such a prayer that went through there in the end to give witness by prayer in his spirit that this was the Spirit of God. And then Tuesday, boom, there, that thing struck. And you know something? I was at the time writing my notes because I'm in this for the last couple of months. So, I, after Sunday service, going back over the message, and I'm writing more about the earthquake and the judgment, and this was about close to 3 o'clock almost, maybe about 2:30 or so. And somebody said, go and put it on your computer because, you know, they are 3 hours behind there, you know. So when our time now, I go there, when I turn my computer on, it comes on that Yahoo page where my computer's open on. I saw it. I said, what? And when I click it, it said, 3 minutes ago, breaking news. I didn't even finish writing. All I had read was earthquake and judgment and turn the page on. I said, my goodness, Lord, the Spirit is warning us of the things. And you know this in November, even the Spirit was saying that Sunday, November, it struck with earthquake here in the region, and this went out. And look at it move into, and who knows, as we see the time mounting up, it just tells you, be sensitive, get a hold of the word, understand what is going on by the scripture. Because if you don't know what to look for and you're not in tune with God, remember, all through this I keep saying, what is happening here is dreams, visions, dimension, prophecy. What we speak of, now God is transmitting. That's how I went in there to preach these things. Because the prophets like them birds and the cows and the sheep and them, something moved them away from the wall. He said, and if God will do that to an animal with instinct, what about the church with the Holy Ghost in this hour? He said, God will send these things to you and you will know. And then when you see these things happening, then you understand a little better. And I am grateful for that because to me, I could see the world is so clear. But when God do these things, and the thing is, God never failed to do these things. That is how this ministry is. Because I'm Brother Sanchez, sit down there, he was talking, he was home by me one day, and I was telling him about the experience with some the revelation and so on. And then he was saying to, he was telling the brother, he said, you watch and see. And when the word go to this, what God will show. Because you all know that when the word break on something in the scripture, instead of speak on it, God has proved that is the truth. And that is what I read on the prayer meeting Friday. You're marching in the rhythm of the symphony. and you know the junction and you know the change of beat. And right about here in the symphony at this junction, you say you hear the drums of the finish. You know it's not a bunch of rattling noise. It's something being played out in the symphony. So that's a great thing. The brothers now coming in, God bless them. So let's just read Numbers 9:15. We've been in this Numbers, in these men's meeting, and now I want to pick up this in verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening time, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed. In other words, we are being given the record how they camp. We went through how they camp, how they went by the standard of their father's house and they couldn't move and these things. They had this specific position. Now we're being told how camp is to be made and how camp is to be broken for journey. And how journey is to cease and pause for camp. And they tell it was so always. So in other words, when you see the cloud go, then you move. You don't move until you see that. So it's showing us all these men in all their tents, with all their families, in all their tribe, under their head. They have to know how the journey takes place. Their eyes have to be on the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Sons of God must know the Spirit to follow the Spirit. You understand? These Old Testament things are type. These are people journeying under the message of a prophet. Moses called them out of Egypt. Like we are called out of the denomination. You know that? Verse 17. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched the tents. In other words, it was not coming by collective vote among the people. It wasn't coming by a board of directors in the group. It wasn't coming by a bunch of men. It was coming from God to a prophet, from the prophet to the elders. God had a divine order. That's why we're different organizations, you know that? And watch. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. In other words, it was not left for them to choose the place they want to camp. God was choosing this. It was not left for them to choose the easiest route to get to the destination. They couldn't journey until the Spirit passed them a certain place. This is the first Exodus. It's a type of the second Exodus. And the first and second are type of the third. These things are written for our examples. All scriptures give by inspiration for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, and these things. You know that? As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in the tents. A man can say, I feel a little terrible, man. They will catch up with me. I find I here too long. No. This people is not Egyptians. This is not the Chinese or the Babylonians. This was the children of God called out by the message of a prophet according to a promise in a certain season and being taken to a certain inheritance. This God was the author and the finisher. And this is how he was doing his work. And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Sometimes God knows I want them to move in the night. A man said, well, I didn't make up my bed to sleep, man. He said, I don't have my pajamas already. You gotta get up and change your pajamas and get ready to journey. They had to be flexible and adaptable to follow the Spirit of God. And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed whether it was by day or night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in the tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. Some places God hold them for a day. Some place a day is too short for the things he wanted to teach them in a certain place. For the last 4 weeks, he teaching us here about this real quick. And these things. Out of Amos, out of Genesis, out of Matthew, out of Revelation, out of Zechariah. Something about this end time promise. That marking a junction where something is to happen to bring our change. He holds us in a place in the book of Ruth for almost a year. Since last November to now, he holding us here in a place with this economic recession. You understand? At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. In other words, God had set them in this kind of order. They don't argue with Moses. So Moses, where God is? Many times, you know, they say, so who is going to eat Moses? So Moses this. So Moses, where you going to drink? And remember, the people are getting so they didn't understand. God had a purpose. And they were following in the line of the word. Holy scripture there. May the Lord bless you. May have your seat. We go on to continue in chapter 10. To bring out a little more here how this journey was. How this camp was. Because the camp in Israel, you know, in the Exodus, for the Exodus people, and how it became established afterwards, how the economy was set up. That Jehovah of the old is Jesus of the new. Because the Old Testament was a shadow of better things to come. So when you see the shadow, you know what the reality would be like. Because you cannot have a shadow unless there is some object that the light struck to cast that shadow. That's why in the Old Testament, you can look and see a lamb was slain. You know, when the Messiah come, he'll be our atonement. He'll be innocent like a lamb. When Jesus came, what did John call him? Behold, the Lamb of God. Then God himself came in the form of a dove. The cleanest bird in heaven, the meekest bird in heaven, the meekest animal on the earth. And the dove came upon the lamb. Both were sacrificial there. Because the dove used to be used as atonement in the Old Testament too. You know that. So God doing this in this manner. When they smote the rock and the water came out of the rock for the people to drink. Moses had to smite it before the elders of Israel. When Jesus, the rock, was smitten on Calvary. And the elders of Israel was there. And out him the blood flowed out. The life of him that came back to the church and the day of Pentecost to bring a birth. To bring that living water. He said, okay, he's in a boat, being shall flow with the living water. He'll give them that water to drink. But that was going to come by him dying and giving up his life so we could partake of his life. Because that living water is a type of the Holy Spirit that could only come from the rock after the rock was smitten before the elders. So everything in the old is a type of the new. Even here, because remember when the apostles was here, they had no New Testament to preach from. He was preaching from the Old Testament. When Jesus came, he took the law and the Psalms and the prophets and all things and showed him he was the Messiah. He said, search the scriptures, never think you have eternal life, but they testify of me. Lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Then the Bible says, Paul, accepting, opening and alleging out of the scriptures that Christ must needs be suffer. And then he said, the people in Berea searched the scripture to see thy soul, and they found it was so. So here again, we realize that everything we are reading here, they read and studied themselves. And when the New Testament church had to be set up, they had to do this according to the word. Because it was built upon the apostles' doctrine, the apostles and the prophets' doctrine, Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. And the entire Bible from Genesis to Malachi spoke of Jesus because he said, search the scripture, testify of me. And he took everything in Luke 24, the Lord, the Son, the prophets, all things, and show he was the fulfillment. He was the feast. He was the sacrifices. Is that right? He was the tabernacle. He was the lamb. He was the red heifer. He was the wave sheaf. He was the unleavened bread. He was the brass serpent lifted up in the wilderness. As Moses lifted up the brass serpent, so the Son of Man would be lifted up. He was all these things, and he understood the scripture, and he knew his position in the scripture. So watch. Going on to 10 now. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shall thou make them. Don't get two separate pieces to make this. It may be one piece of silver to make the two trumpets. The second piece have to be the same material of the first piece. The second piece have to give the same song that the first piece gave. Silver speak of redemption. And the trumpet, the blast of the trumpet was a message going forth. You understand? What did Paul say? If the trumpet give an uncertain song, who shall be there for the battle? Blow the trumpet in Zion. In my holy mountain, see? Make the two trumpets of silver, for a whole piece shall thou make them. That's why you get among denominations, you see this one say this, this one say that, this one said. They all have a different trumpet from a different piece. The Baptists have their own piece of trumpet from one metal that they take. Next thing, the Pentecostal have their own piece of trumpet. Jehovah's Witness have their own piece of trumpet. Seventh-day Adventists have their own piece of trumpet. Everybody giving out their uncertain song. But the apostles had the same doctrine Jesus had. Paul's trumpet came from the same place Peter gave trumpet from. Philip's trumpet came from the same place. The same way Paul said baptize, Peter said baptize. The same way Peter and Paul baptized, Philip baptized. Is that right? They could recognize these things, the certainty of these things. That thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journey of the camps. So now we notice now, by journeying, you hear one of them priests with that trumpet. He is seeing the moving of the pillar of fire. He is seeing the moving of the cloud. And then he blows that trumpet there, and that trumpet go through the camp. Then he sung to that trumpet. And the people was trained to the song of the trumpet. Because when they know that trumpet is for journeying, that is not for war, that is for journey, that is a break camp. They know the song because it's a certain song. If the man make a mistake and blow for war out of season, now the word had to be in season. If he blows something out of season here, everybody round the tip of the sword. When they do so, there's no enemy. There's no invasion. This is the journey. I might say, man, you confuse us, man. You blow the wrong note. The man had to know which song was for which situation. Because all the camp, because of how God laid out the plan to get them from Egypt, when they were born in bondage. Was they born in bondage in Egypt? Was they born in slavery? Like how we born in sin. But did they end up in Canaan? Yes. Every man in his inheritance. Yes. A type of the Holy Ghost, placed positionally with all things on their feet. Yes. Well, the same way God bring them from Egypt to Canaan, that's how they get by the blowing of these trumpets. They break in the camp, the journeying, the camping, the moving, because they were trained now to that voice. My sheep will hear my voice. A stranger they wouldn't follow. That's a different song. A strange song to the word. You understand? Because you journey by the song of the trumpet. You camp by the song of the trumpet. Watch the importance of the trumpet sounding. Now I'm coming to something with this. My thought behind this, let me say it one time. When you see how the Holy Spirit confirming the word in our midst, and especially when the trumpet blew such a blast of alarm, urgency in this season, and God begin to move there, then that means take earnest heed of the things that you're hearing. Lest at any time you let it slip. Do not neglect so great salvation. Being open out to the world and showing you the hour and how to escape the wrath that is coming. You understand? So I'm showing you how they had to be trained to listen to the trumpet. And you as the men who is the heads of homes. And you who is not the head of a home is a potential head will take a wife one day should the Lord tarry. And you'll want to know to raise your family in the fear of God. So you have to know you can't lead nobody without the word. You can't lead nobody if you know how God has got a man from Egypt to Canaan. Because you might take the man out of Egypt and carry him in Babylon. You might take the man out of Egypt and then put him with the Amalekite. When you're done, when you get the man out of Egypt, you take him out of, you have to bring him into Canaan. When he comes into the place, you're bringing him into by what you sung in. The man must be in a place where he have all things on his feet. He knows what belongs to him. He knows his landmarks. He knows his inheritance. He knows his rights and privileges as a Christian. Amen? Amen. The same man, when Moses say, Joshua rather, come, put your feet on the necks of these kings, for thus shall the Lord do to all the enemies against whom you fight. How they get into that position from bondage? By people blowing that trumpet. By people blowing that trumpet. By they learning to follow that. When they could discern the song of the trumpet and obey that, they were following the cloud. You couldn't follow the cloud until you hear the trumpet song. You couldn't move. The word that is being preached is what is revealed to you, what the Spirit is doing. To put your eyes on the Spirit, to be able to follow the Spirit, and the Spirit is journeying to the destination by a divine plan. You have a divine order to get you there, and you're growing in the knowledge of that order while you travel. You're not going by chaos, you're not going by confusion, you're not going by rebellion and disobedience, you're not going by the way it seems right in your own eyes. You're going by the provided plan. What did Exodus 23, 20 to 23 say? I have sent mine angel to bring you into the place I have prepared for you. And that angel came in the form of a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of cloud by night. Is that right? Because the place was already prepared for them. How did they cross over into Jordan? They see the river, they get some boat and they go over. Even the cross over into the inheritance when the hour came, it had a divine revelation that will open up. Joshua caught it and said, okay, let the Levites go to the ark. Let the people wash themselves and prepare themselves and begin to line up in order. It was not kind of unsanctified people going over in no inheritance. It was a people who was cleansed, who was prepared, who was ready. Because when that hour came, they moved to the camp and set them in order. And the elders couldn't run and set nothing in order until Joshua catch the word and give the word to them. You understand? Let me tell you, God is following the pattern exact. Did God come in a cloud in a mountain in this day? Did the Pope go up in the cloud and come back and set up the Vatican? Did the Pentecostal woman preachers and them on the television went up in the cloud? Did they come with two signs to confirm the commission? But did God send a prophet with two signs to confirm his commission? Did God come in the cloud and commission that prophet? Did that prophet go in the cloud and come back out with the word? Did he bring church order and set them in order? So that there will be a holy nation. Not like the Babylonians. Not like the Egyptians. Amen. Because their camp had to reflect what was in heaven. God tell Moses, what you see in heaven, put it on the earth, that I may dwell among you. Amen. God laying out the plan. God laying out the plan in the Bible if he's going to dwell in a man. That's why God can't dwell in you by joining church. You have to come through water. You have to come through blood. You have to come through spirit. You have to see the lamb who had slain for your sin and be identified. Did they see a lamb that was slain in Egypt in Exodus 12? Did they have to be identified with a lamb? Did that lamb blood have to be on the lintel and the two side posts in the sign of a cross? Did they go to the Red Sea? Water, is that right? Did they come to the wilderness and get sanctified? Did they cross Jordan and come into the position? Amen. The journey by the plan was revealed by God to the prophet. The prophet brought the plan. The people called under the prophet message, follow the plan. They were taught in the camp how this thing will be done. They were taught how they have to know the church, how they have to know their leader, how they have to understand the birth sign. What did we take last week? How them women grown in childbirth. Judah! How his birth had a blessing connected to it. How Jacob said, come my sons, and Jacob revealed the blessing. He said, Judah, your hand will be in the neck of your enemies. You can imagine a man from Judah going to battle and scared and running. Watch when everybody was scared of Goliath. It was a man from Judah coming forth. Hallelujah! Watch when they went in the land and you have 2.5 tribes want the inheritance on the wilderness side. And then the others slacked to go up and possess the promise. It was a man from Judah saying, give me my mountain. Amen! They said, but that 3 sons are not there. They shall be a bread. A man from Judah. Why? He understood his church. He understood his the loins he come from. His progenitor. He understood the blessing that was on Judah. That the scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. They wasn't growing. You think you're in Judah and growing in the knowledge of Issachar revelation. And you're in the wrong, in that church? You're a busybody. You want to know somebody else when they preach it in their church? Know what God doing in your church. Know what God promised you as a people. Know your visitations. Know your junctions. You think they didn't know about that birth of the the son of Tamar? Pharis? But the other one put forth your hand and you went put the scarlet thread. But Pharis, come out first. Is that right? And then through him, watch how the lineage traced all the way to Salma, to Boaz, to Obed, to Jesse, to David. Because they understood the tribe. When they hear about Tamar, though she was not wrong, they reverence it. That's why we just remember Brother Noel. We just remember Brother Willie. We don't remember these saints. Back there with us. We don't remember Brother Leon. Why? They're not wrong. But when they was alive, here in our midst, we knew the value to the body. We knew the position in the body. Because we are people who have made a journey with a history. You understand? We know our people. We know the ones who are looking for to come and visit us. In this hour, when the transmission starts, and you get the email in your mailbox, and you open it, and you say, expect to see me soon. Didn't they appear to many in the city? Is that right? Isn't our change connected to them appearing to us? Not just the earthquake. Everybody goes to the earthquake. It could be on CNN and BBC and everywhere else. But everybody who was talking about the earthquake, in the Roman centurion, he said, truly, this is the Son of God. Wrong confession. See, he making the right, or I should say, making the right confession in the wrong season. He had a time to be identified. But when the intercession was running out, and the last thing in the intercession, he's seen everything already done, catered for. He looked there, he see one man here, Lord, remember me. He said, this day will be in paradise. He get in before everything was over. Then God rent the veil. Amen. You see? We are singing Break Down the Bread. They journey in a certain line. That's why, because of the way the apostles journey, didn't Paul try to journey down into Asia? And what happened? The orders from headquarters, you're not watching the pillar of fire, Paul. He's going over to Macedonia. Boom, the vision drop. You see the man. You say, Asia to be on hold, boy. The line of service right you know, is to go to Macedonia. Because God even had a divine order of how they're going to journey. Didn't the Holy Spirit from Jerusalem that went out into Europe and through Irenaeus and Martin in France and Columba in the British Isles and then cross over into England there with Wesley, in the German Luther and then cross over to England with Wesley and then cross over into the United States. Why God didn't go to the United States first and bring up the United States quite back there? No. It had an order for them to come. Didn't the Bible tell you the first one came? Andrew, he went and get Simon. Then you have Philip and then get Nathaniel. It had an order for them to come. In your natural family, you have a birth order. Though all the children in your loins. And though all God thoughts to be made manifest in the earth is in the back part of God's mind. God have a time and season to bring them. You couldn't come in Noah time. You can't come bring in Noah message. Moses can't bring Noah message. Neither could Elijah come now and want to build an ark or try to go and get them out of Egypt. No, it can't happen like that. God have a word for a season and you have people predestined to that age to fulfill that word. That's why you had no choice whether you're going to be male or female. You had no choice whether you want to be a certain race. You had no choice whether you want to be born in a certain time. You say, but I wish I was living in Moses' time. I'd be real happy. I'd follow Moses. No, you still have the opportunity to follow Moses today. You understand? God bring you in your time and season. And there's a word in your time. So the thing didn't change. They were coming by a divine order. Your knowledge growing that church order is a mystery. Or when you read the church order book, you're sticking four men by the door and to rough up people. Is that? You understand church order now? Let me tell you, understand the mystery of the faith, you know. Because the first thing you're holding the mystery of the faith is a pure conscience. You're growing in the mystery. And when you come together, you can fellowship. Because you have the fellowship of the mystery. Each man have the fellowship of the mystery. Each man understand the mystery. But the spirit in each man, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who Christ is the mystery, is teaching in the mystery. And when he speak from the word, because Christ is revealed in his own word. All the word reveal Christ. Jesus is spoken of in Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation 22. It's spoken of one person, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. That's not the word to you? Amen. Watch what did you? Let's follow again. Verse 3. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They've been taught this. But if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. Them is like the ministers. Because them are the 12 heads of the 12 tribes. And when they blow one trumpet, them men could tell you the distinction like one trumpet. Die for us. And maybe people try to get it. Say, no, die for you, or die for us. You want to see the ministers. You are assembly ministers. Ministers, we go free and trembling. Yes, Lord, the pillar of fire come down. Moses standing there. Because they under Moses' administration. Notice how Saul couldn't bring up Moses, or he couldn't bring up Samuel. Not Samuel. He couldn't bring up Nathan or Isaac or one of them. Why he couldn't bring them up? Why he asked for Samuel? Because he in the age under Samuel administration. Anybody that can answer for he is the one in who age and who message he under. You understand? That is why ministers doesn't know the place and doesn't go interfering in people's church and other people's life. And try to proselyte people and these things and get into trouble. Because you know, if that person is for here, God by revelation will show them who their pastor is. Didn't the prophet pray for which church you're going in? Pray to know who your pastor is. You'll find the word that will unfold your life, that will lead you to fulfill the deep that in your heart calling for. And let me say, God will break up churches to get that fulfilled. The same way God blow a hole in denomination, mash it up to get the elect out. It's the same way God will bust up systems to get his own. Let me get a scripture. I'm not talking in my head. Didn't Abner, after the death of Saul, knowing the prophecy of Samuel, trying to hold up the house of Saul? What did God do? Start troubling Saul's house. Then Abner now decided, can he do like David? Because the word that comes out of Samuel, now David is the shepherd of Israel. You must know. You must know. You see, that's why I want to say, you don't join this. You get birthed by the word for your age to take your place. If you're birthable, it have a place you're being birthed to. It's setting your life in an order. Because that has to do with your journey in life. While you're on the earth, is your earthly journey. When your earthly journey ends, you're going to your eternal destination. So you have to know the man who's standing there and you're meeting in your earthly journey have eternal representation in that eternal destination. Why when Lazarus, the beggar, why when he died, they took him to the bosom of Abraham? Abraham is the father of the nation. They can't come to nobody says Abraham had to go to. Because if you go in there, you are seeing Abraham's loins back there when God gave the promise. You understand? Heaven is not a place where you can sit on a cloud and play a harp. The things that are not seen are understood by the things which are seen. Why couldn't Korah pull down Moses, pull down Joshua and Caleb with his tail? Why? The same way Lucifer couldn't pull down them stars that remained Michael with his tail. Why didn't Absalom was able to pull Benaiah and them? When he even got Joab with him. Adonijah get Joab with him. He got Ahithophel. Why they couldn't touch these? Because these know who they belong to. These had a revelation confirming their heart. They are part of this. And they knew David have representation on the next side. Because the word that come to them birthed them to link with the theophany. The word that come to them opened up the mystery of the predestinated life. They're not just hearing, do this and don't do that. They're not just hearing, give the offering and pay the tithes. No, no. They're hearing the word. They're getting the understanding. They're journeying, they're taking the place in life. They're serving God's purpose on the earth. This is how they travel here. They knew when they blow with one trumpet, them ministers knew that's us. When they blow with the two, they knew that's the people. In other words, they were trained to know. They had to learn these things because this depended on whether they follow God or they follow man or they lean on their own understanding. When you don't know the word, you just end up walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly is not sinners, you know. The Bible says the sinners and the ungodly. Ungodly is even religious people, but they have the wrong concept of who God is. They're trying to live holy. They're trying to live right. They're going to church. They're doing all the church works, but they have a false concept of who God is. They think God is three people. You understand? Now watch. Verse 4, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When you blow, now watch it, change now. This is not leadership now. We see the leadership part, how they have to journey. Now watch this part now. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. Let Judah go first. Judah camped in the east. And he had Benjamin and them with him. You notice that? You notice how Judah was the one who stand up there down in Egypt with Joseph when the interrogation start for Benjamin. And watch when the time comes, Benjamin is camping with Judah. And then when they blow the alarm, they have to know how the alarm is being. That song, blessed are they that know the joyful song of the Jubilee. Blessed are they that know the alarm. Blessed are they that know the song to call the ministers. They had to, the air was trained to the voice of the trumpet. The sheep that follow the shepherd voice. The sheep had been trained to the voice of the shepherd. I call my sheep by their name. Yes, sir. You understand? Yes. He knows each sheep. You know the mystery of each life. He lived his life for those sheep. Those sheep is in the Lamb Book of Life. They have to be trained to the sounding of the trumpet. I'm trying to show when they had to march, there is a man with the family, his sons, his daughters, his wife, in the tent. There is one family in that house. That house that Judah might have, let me say, 1,000 families. And that 1,000 family, when the head of Judah come, which was nation, and he began to, he heard the call, and he said, okay, the news come, there's an invasion. God showed Moses, the children of Amalek waiting for us. We have a battle there. They blew that in the camp. Because God ain't letting them run the thing blind. The word coming, showing them where they're going. And the camp is being alerted to oncoming events and how to get themselves in position. You can imagine when the word going forth and the trumpet blowing for that tribe to move. Because when they blow that, the one on the east had to move first. Because in the journey, Judah had to go first. Why don't Judah go first? Because the scepter promises. That's where the promise of the hand and the neck of the enemies is. You want Issachar, who is an ass bowing between two burdens, to go forth first. And he can handle the opposition. Next thing is bring a fear in the whole camp. They don't want that. You see Judah go forth first. And you hear the roar of the lion. And they go forth there. Everybody get courage in the camp. You understand? That's why a church have to know the people in the church. They have to know. Jesus knew his apostles. He gave Peter the keys. He gave Paul the wise master to build a church. You understand? He know who ministry. Thomas, you end up in India. This one here, Philip, you belong to Samaria. He know his church. How many of you know his church today still? He know them since before the foundation of the world, when he put the name on the Lamb Book of Life. Where he designed the nature and the makeup. He know them. Did Moses know Caleb? Did Moses expect Joshua and Caleb to bring a false report? He know them fellas can't bring no false report. Because he watched them. Balaam and touched them. Korah and Dathan couldn't touch them. You understand? You think a man in his church doesn't know his people? Did Jacob know his 12 sons? He could bless each one of them. Come you my sons, the sons of Jacob. Let me bless you. And exactly where he blessed them is where they are today. And we'll come into the full inheritance. That's right. It's still the same God tonight. And that's why when you have the word, we can have faith. We can get to understand what kind of church we ought to be. And I'm trust that these men's meetings, because I wanted to say this to the men. When we get in the mixed service and we come back, I doesn't feel many of you. We having these meetings. In other words, when we get together on Friday and on Sunday, I should be feeling the men coming through that greater strength. Because these special meetings are designed to sharpen and quicken the men. But when you come back in the mixed meeting, some of the men just go back now to the same old thing. Well, I went to a men's meeting. Understand why the meetings are designated. Understand the objective of the Holy Spirit in the subject matter God is directing our thoughts into, and how the purpose for those thoughts that have to deal with you in the camp. How you journey to the promise in the word. How you lead your family as the head of your family. How you, tonight, is how you listen in the word. All I preach is men. How men whose head have to listen the word. And know what the word saying. If the family have to be in the right beat, maybe your family ain't gonna understand everything. But if you understand the head, then you can apply the token for your household. You can be the priest in your family. You can stand and intercede for your family. When you see confusion when they're coming there, you can get there the ones who standing on the word. And if two shall agree as upon touching, it shall be done in your house. Not just in the church, in your house. because your house is a type of the church. Because by the leadership you providing, the ones who following you will see strength, will see understanding, will see love, will see faith, will see the wisdom of God. It will bring peace and security. Same with the church. They see the minister, if he's standing with the word, if he know what he's talking about, if he's led by God, if he has the word of God on something, if God's presence is vindicating what he's saying, it gives the church security the same way. Boy, the first men's meeting, the spirit on the head have to come down on the rest of the body. God, take the spirit of Moses, put on 70. Take the spirit of Elijah, put on Elisha. Take the spirit of Jesus, put on the apostles. Getting more machinery by the same spirit. That is the principle by which he unites his body. In other words, these meetings is designed to bring the revelation down a little closer from a collective revelation to an individual revelation. Many of you know the message in a collective way. We're in the end of the age. God sent Elijah. The message go back to the Jews just now. Israel is in the homeland. You know, after the last half of the 70 week, it is Armageddon. Then the millennium. And we know these things. But are you hearing the song of the trumpet? Do you know, hear the distinction of the song? Is it an uncertain song or a certain song? Is it a scriptural song? Are you following it? Hearing, recognizing. That's discerning what it's saying. Recognizing is discernment, because you can discern the distinction of the song. I know whether it's feast or alarm, whether it's something for healing, you can have it now, whether it's a camp and rest, whether it's a holy convocation, is to keep a Sabbath, and you stop working, cease from your own works and enter into God's rest, have peace from the Holy Spirit. You have to hear the distinction of the song. You have to hear the word saying. And that's why I'm tying that with take earnest heed of the things you're hearing, because it's a trumpet being blown. Why? Because a seal open and a mystery unfold, and the message is sounding out in your midst. This is not a seminary thing. This is the revealed word, the Logos that come down in this day. Seven angels appeared to open seven seals, to bring seven voices out, to unfold the plan of God. Make the Bible a new book. Show us our day. Show us how we have to walk in this day. Show us how to take our position. Show us how to journey for our promise. Show us how to fight our battles, so we don't fight this one that beat the air. Then when you see that, you can't think as a civilian. You walk to them doors. You know, in the base, the army camp. You in the army in Tetron Bay down there. You walk in and you pass two sergeants. You are private. You pass two sergeants. You pass a lieutenant. You pass a colonel. You pass the captain. And you, hey, Unks, how you going? How the boss man doing today? No. You in civilian mode. You don't realize where you are. You don't understand the tone and the atmosphere of what taking place in your midst. How you're journeying. Discernment. Hearing it, then you're discerning. Oh my goodness. If I understand what the Spirit saying through that word, it's very late. If I see how the Spirit start and open that revelation, bring it down here, go into this path, God come back and drop it back here again. I was in the church unconscious. I was even watching how the word go on the air. I ain't find there's a continuity. I ain't seen it. So I want to hear more with the price of flour. And who we getting food in the world. You understand what I'm saying? start to understand. You start to understand. You recognize, you start to discern the distinction of the song. Because in other words, for that man who's listening, he's an Israelite. They journey for days. They camp in here now for a week. He get a chance to wash his clothes. He get a chance to, you know, sit and talk to his children a little bit. And maybe his wife cooking something nice, what he like, what he eat for a long time. And then all of a sudden, he hear that trumpet in the camp. He just said, I agree with that man blowing that. I find if he's going to party, I blow something else. This man see the pillar fire start to move. This man look up in the distance with telescopic vision and see armed soldiers coming. You think when he's here, he's going to blow peace or a festival? And the church is going to be confronted with the enemy. He blew an alarm. That's why when the plague of locusts moved through the land, Joel realized, oh my goodness, the pit is open. A plague of locusts devouring the land. The bloody trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm, call a fast. Let the priest come into the porch and the altar. Begin to weep and cry. Let the man in the bride chamber come out to the bride. You understand what Revelation 9 is? You understand how Revelation 10 follows in 9? To eat the book, to face the when the enemy comes like a flood. And you sit down and say, I ain't believe the people are the open. I ain't believe the wars going on. I believe that is way up in the tribulation. After the millennium, then you wouldn't, that message is going to shake you. That's why messages that need to be put in the altar. They sit down, when they go in the toilet, when they're done, they go outside and talk about football or talk about something on the job after a message like that. That would be showing they're not hearing. They don't understand. They get civilized. Christianity become a ritual, a form and a ritual. They don't know what season they're in the world. They don't know what the enemy is doing. They're reading the news. They see things going in the world. They don't have them things in the Bible. They don't know what condition the church ought to be when them things happening. They can't discern the distinction of the trumpet. And if it's the same piece of silver, yes, same quality of redemption, yes, that the first trumpet, yes, the song will come out the same exact. Yes. Because if the bride, if the first one hit 16 cylinders, the others come after hit 16 cylinders too. Because life of his life, spirit of his spirit, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, word of his word. You understand? I don't know where all this coming from. But that actually break the bread. What a place, friends, to hear it. To hear it. To hear it. To discern it. Men in the assembly. God have assembled. You realize God assembled you? You like God put the wives and the children away and go assemble the men? Even the young men? And they drag here, they want to come out. Their father grew up, they want to come out. I won't go up to the service, I could come. He can say, still want to sleep now, all this small, I'm going to say nothing. No, they want to come, they want to be here. Because this is the age of child soul, yes. They train in warfare too. That's right. They know how to use the weapon like the big man too. Because they are good teachers to teach them how to use the weapon. just finish reading, we change the service so we can have some testimony and have the brothers, because it was designed for the brothers themselves to be able to be sensitized and know the pedigree. In other words, if you meet that Israelite, you say, so were you camping with these people for? You say, I camped with these people for? He said, I born in this tribe. And hear the history of this tribe. And I was a born Israelite. I'm not a positioned Israelite. I know an Israelite to understand my future and what I'm journeying into. He said, that's why I'm in this camp. He said, you see that man there, standing there, and this one, them is elders in the tribe. He said, when we get our inheritance, they will come and start to divide their inheritance. And family by family will have the portion. He said, and we as a people, we know no matter what between here and our inheritance, see that pillar of fire going there, angel of the Lord? He is going ahead of us to take care of everything because it is by promise we go in there. Because God tell Abraham, the one way back there, in whose loins we come from, I will bring them back here again in the fourth generation. And seven nations mightier than them, I will destroy them and give them the inheritance. He says, so we believe that. Because we see how that same God who tell Abraham, work with Isaac, work with Jacob, work with Joseph, and then how Moses come according to the promise. So we know God is keeping his word. Amen. And you see these bones of Joseph we have here? Do we carry on these bones of Joseph? We see the Red Sea move back. Because Joseph's bones can't stay in the wilderness. You understand? If them didn't even have the Holy Ghost back there, and we claim it with the Holy Ghost filled church, what kind of journey we journeying? What kind of journey we are journeying if we are the Holy Ghost filled church? If they know the rank and the file, if they know the position, if they know the prophetic blessing, if they know the womb they come from, if they know the seed they're born by. That was an Israelite. He couldn't go to war until he could declare his pedigree. Because he have a chance of facing the enemy if you don't know who he is. Perfect faith is knowing who you are. Gosh, the word is something, eh? Oh my! I tell you! There's no prevailing powers the revelation of the word, you know. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And when the word open and reveal Jesus Christ, unveil, and you know, and you start to see you are part of the word. He is all the word, and you are part of him. You start to know greater is he inside of you than he that is in the world. Verse 5, when you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie in the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. You can imagine the first alarm going, the men in the south side gone in a speed. He said, where are you going? But you know the kind of embarrassment that is. That's why when you come to the things of God and the articles of God and the ordinance of God and the house of God, and you know these things are instituted by God, and you know the church is set in order. Why do we set the way we set? Because a prophet went up in the cloud on the on Sunset Mountain and come back out with a word, with a message. That's why we just do to be. Why we doesn't pattern the denomination? Because they're still in Egypt. But out of Egypt have I called my son. You understand? So this is the thing. We understand this. And the people in the, when you see, you ever see, you watch, sometimes you see, let's say, like a World Cup, and you see the teams going on parade. And then, sometimes you see a standard for inspection, a big cricket tournament, World Cup or something, so. And then you see maybe the head of state or somebody, and then the Ministry of Sport and the special people there, they come out. And everything in rank and file and order. Show all the pattern of the Word of God. Yeah. You can look at even these things and see the importance. You see an army going out, and they go in a battle formation. Time you see the, where the tanks and them is. Time you see what kind of soldiers. Time you see the kind of weaponry that the men in front has. Time you see where the place, the men with the rocket launchers and them. You can tell whether it's battle formation or not battle formation when you're a soldier in the army. You understand? That's why when you come to church and you see a bunch of people under a roof, it doesn't know what's going on. These things is to bring a scriptural view and a clear understanding of how the things of God operate. That's why the body, the church is a type of the body too. The body is a type of the church rather. And the body have different functions, different members. And you must see the thing first. The eyes must come into focus first before the feet can start to move. You know the feet moving and the eye open yet? Where he going? You know what I'm saying? The world has to be a lamp to his feet. You see, some people, when you see church as a Christian and you walk in your Bible as a Christian, that is not God's business, you know? God thing is something in the thoughts of God that God lay out. And you by predestination is a part of it. And that's why election and calling, chosen and predestinated unto the adoption. He chose you before the foundation and predestinated you. Those he foreknew, he predestinated. Those he predestinated to be called. Those he called, he justified. It's a work God doing to bring it to glorification, step by step. And God have a process. And you come in the line of the process. And as you come in and you're growing in your knowledge, you're growing up in knowledge and grace. When I was a child, I think as a child. When I become a man, I put away childish things. Because the church has evoluted up to a place where, you know, now we're not fresh recruits. We are trained soldiers. And this hour here, we have to be trained soldiers. If you can't get an understanding of the word, let's say, in your house, let me say, for instance, is a kind of Priscilla Aquila blend in your home. And Priscilla going home with all this revelation. And then you can say, I'm the man of the house, let me teach it. Oh, yeah, sir, listen to me. No one preaching this house. And you're shutting it up when she's not trying to usurp your position. But she might be given a certain measure and you owe. The blessing is falling there because you ain't getting the word enough and waiting before God to accept your responsibility and let God give you the measure you need to lead your house properly. So when you shut up that, now the house going to more chaos because you mismanaging the money and where you going to buy all kind of thing. Unless she spend that money, she more thrifty than you. The children would have enjoyed things better because Proverbs 31 says she considered a field and buyeth it. And then she put draperies and things. And then the children decked in scarlet. And then, because why? Her life is taken up with the children. You might want to make a show off or something. But she now is trying to make even the little one there feel as part of the family as the big one. And that the little one don't have a hand-me-down. Because she can operate on a certain level, she ain't mind the hand-me-down. And the children ain't mind the hand-me-down. But the thing is, the way she operating so thrifty and using that so wisely that even the little ones and them have their own thing too. Because of where she heart is. And that is not to our dishonor. That is for us to recognize the blessing God put in our family. That is not like what the brother say. He say, well, I'm married for 30 years. he said, and me and my wife never have no dispute. He said, what? How come? He said, well, when we get married, we make a promise that she handle all the small matters, I handle all the big matters. He said, for 30 years, we had a problem. Because she handled everything. See, it's not our desire. We have to recognize. Didn't Jesus put things in the bride? Isn't the bride going to do greater works than Jesus did himself? You get a scripture. Jesus multiplied bread and fish. He turned water into wine. It was already potentially wine. But in this day, say, let there be. Without anything there. Because Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do. He said, then I understood. And that is God lifting up his wife. Because the woman is the glory of the man. So when you stifle the woman, you suffocate the woman. No glory can come out. Who glory the man? You want next woman to be a glory with my wife? It can't work. You mean I can preach all this in my church and expect a next church who I don't preach to and have no relationship to be my glory? No, of course not. Let each man drink from his own cistern. Let each man sow seed in his own field. The wise Solomon, he said these things. Okay, I think maybe I should stop there. Let me see if I want to read anymore. I need to read that, you know. But you read it when you go home. Finish it out. I want to give the opportunity because we don't want to go over too late. And I want the opportunity for some of the brothers to, because this is how we're having these meetings on a two-way basis. And as Brother Curtis Williams said so nicely the last time, showing his sensitiveness and his air was very tuned. He said, I hope all are getting it. He said, but things is being thrown out so we can know how to keep the things in the context. Because remember, it had the saints in Guyana looking in. And when you hear some of the contributions they make the last time, and you had saints in St. Vincent making the contribution, and you had the saints out in Dominica making the contribution, and you realize, wait, now they're out there, and we here, and look what they're catching. And there's the crop now raising up here these last few years. When the younger brothers and sisters look at some of the older ones and see the older ones trained to the word, it does encourage them, you know. When the younger ones now seeing, like Joseph and Benjamin, they're catching things, but all the older brothers there, they ain't catching nothing. It'll block them up. Because they want to give vent to the expression. You remember, every time Joseph opened his mouth, they shut, the dreamer come again. But the young boy, the 11th child, was catching something. So sometimes you see these young ones catch the things they're catching. Because you know why? They train to listen line of the word and line of the spirit. They train to listen context. They train to discern where the emphasis is. They train to understand. You heard when our beloved brother Lawrence Francis spoke in that particular meeting when he got up there. I'll give him the rose tonight. He was the only one of the whole set who was understanding what this Spirit wanted to do that night. He said, if you all could understand, the minister is trying to show the church where we need to be in this hour. And he's the one. But you see, even though, watch when he born, he come in here, tell the brother, I'll go to your Wednesday, the brother expecting him. When he come in after this, he say, you know, angel has ascend and descend here. You can imagine when he said that, the brother must be at a loss. If he really ain't know. Thank God, maybe the brother knew. He said, I see that. The brother ain't tell him here different. So you see, some of the young one being born, you see, they're born with their eye open. They're being born with their eyes open. The brothers in place with the mics, everything in order. So my real emphasis in this little lesson tonight was taking earnest heed of the things that you are hearing. Because a trumpet being blown in Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. Understand? In other words, he that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Is that in every age? If you have a church where the Spirit is speaking, that is not the church of God. But that's the church, if that's the blood-bought church, then the Spirit is speaking to them. And the Spirit cannot speak through a creed or a dogma or some private interpretation. The Spirit has to speak through the Word. Because the very Word is the symbol of the Spirit. Spirit can only work through the Word. When the Spirit of truth comes, it will come to this Bible. If you don't speak according to the law, the prophets have no light in you. You know that? So that's what makes this thing so great. And if the trumpet is given a certain sound, then that's prepare for the battle. All hell is against this truth. This is the battle to come into adoption. You're fighting to do what? Take your place revealed to you, and that is connected to your birth. Every person there was born to a certain place. And when they're fighting to take that place and then be refused to be shaken from that place and to hold that place. And that's the warfare in this age. And Satan is trying, by the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, and the pride of life, enticing spirits, seducing spirits in the last days. Spirits to make you ever learning and never able to come to the truth. Spirits to give you a form of godliness, just make you religious, but no revelation, denying the power thereof. See? But you're fighting to come in as a son of God because you understand that the pillar, the angel of God has come to bring us into the place he has prepared for us. And this is where we journey under the mercy of a prophet who has set his people in order, in rank and file, and they're being led. And those trumpets being blown was the word of God sounding, a type of the gospel trumpet sounding. Because he leads his people by his voice. My sheep will hear my voice. And that trumpet is that voice sounding, giving a certain sound in the midst. Not some kind of political trumpet or some kind of religious trumpet, or, you know, some entertainment trumpet. It's a trumpet preparing you for the battle. You appreciate the word? Yeah. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. It's a word to give us faith, focus us. I tell you, these men's meetings has been exceptional. The way the Spirit has been in these six services has been exceptional, and catch these things. Hold your treasures, hide them in your heart. It's things to bring you to your promise. And you could be a leader ahead because you all are the men in the church. The church is not led by women here. The church is led by men here. Amen? Amen? So, you know the order? By God's grace. Remember, introduce yourself.